You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
I know that it needs strings. That I do know. Right.
Welcome to the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm your host, Pat Sansone, and this is the first edition of the Baroque Down Palace in its new one-hour configuration, so welcome to the show. And here at the Baroque Down Palace, every week, I will be playing music from the 1960s and 1970s across many genres, pop music, rock, soul, funk, folk music, and various combinations of these genres, and maybe tracks that are hard to categorize. And I'll be playing songs that are familiar and maybe some rare things that you haven't heard before. But the connecting element of all this music is that it features orchestral elements in the arrangements. The 1960s and 1970s was a time when popular music was really stretching the boundaries of its identity, bringing in new colors and elements, including things from the classical world. So that's what we'll be exploring here at the Baroque Down Palace. And we'll start off this show with a track that might be one of the most well-known illustrations of this. This is from 1966 and the album Revolver by the Beatles. And this is Eleanor Rigby here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Sometimes I can't help but worship you. I love you and all the things that you do. I thought I'd sit and write this song just for you, to let you know that I am. Thank you. traffic was lazy and no one would hurry. We thought we would never get by. But in time we were out of the slow city suburbs onto the road that reached out for the sea. With trees like tired, tattered scarecrows bent over their knees. And the leaves made the litter and covered the land. Lost autumn confetti, a patchwork unscanned. And the wind scrawled the lane through the stubble and stayed with us all the way down to the shore. As she plowed through the pebbles to grab at the sand. We ran to the beach with the wittering wind and scrabbled for shells and mysterious things. Hurled stones at the waves, our feet to the tide. She rose up to take us, but we leapt aside. Then the day had to end, though we wanted to play there forever. We wished we could stay. And we combed out the spray from our sea tangled hair and left for the city. Thank you.
out of ear of the royal court of Arthur. Draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase, sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip, and so gently indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight. Such is the silence of royal Camelot. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal town.
That was Donovan from the 1968 album Sunshine Superman, and the track Guinevere, a track which features the Indian classical instrument, the sitar, combined with the very Baroque sort of medieval chord changes, a track produced by producer and arranger Mickey Most. We started the set with the Beatles from Revolver from 1966, and the track Eleanor Rigby with the string arrangement created by George Martin, who produced the majority of the Beatles' material through the 1960s, who did have a classical background and did arrangements for all kinds of artists starting in the 1950s and working through the 1960s and beyond, mostly known for his work with the Beatles. He said that this track, Eleanor Rigby, the string arrangement, was influenced by the work of Bernard Herrmann, who had written the very stark and intense orchestral score for the film Psycho. After Eleanor Rigby, we heard Memphis's own Big Star with a song written and sung by Big Star's drummer, Jody Stevens, and a song called For You, which was on the album known as Sister Lovers, or sometimes called Big Star's Third, an album recorded in Memphis at Ardent Studios in 1974, but was not released until 1978. And that track and that album features string and woodwind arrangements by the arranger Carl Marsh, who at the time was a very young musician from the Memphis Symphony. I believe he played bassoon in the Memphis Symphony, and he was beginning to do arrangements and sessions, and was invited by Jody Stevens to do these arrangements. And he went on to have a very prolific arranging career in the 1970s and continuing to the present day. That was followed by Bridget St. John from her 1971 album Songs for the Gentle Man. And that track was called A Day Away, and it features a brilliant string arrangement by Ronald Geeson, who had also done the arrangements for Pink Floyd on their album Atom Heart Mother, which had been released a year before. And that was followed by Donovan with Guinevere. Let's continue with music by the artist Colin Blunstone, who is the voice of the band The Zombies. This is from his first solo album, which came out in 1971. And this track is called Say You Don't Mind, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
I realize that I've been, in your eyes, some kind of fool. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. I've been doing some dying, now I'm doing some trying. So say don't mind, and let me off this time. I came into this scene when my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide and who's glad with what it had? I've been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say don't mind, you let me off this time. I'm blind, something inside, say you don't mind. So bad that a doormat sees better times. That's a time to get back and think up some better line. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared where you're going. So say you don't mind, you let me off this time.
Time. suckling, a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't miss with a dozen roses. Such would astound you, the joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
It's raining today, and I'm just about to forget the train window girl that wonderful day we met. She smiles through the smoke from my cigarette. It's raining today, but once there was summer and you and dark little rooms and sleeping late afternoons. Those moments descend on my window pane. I've hung around too long, listening to the old landlady's hard luck stories. You out of me, me out of you. We go like lovers to replace the empty space. Repeat our dreams to someone new. It's raining today, and I watch the cellophane streets. No hang-ups for me. Cause hang-ups need company. The street corner girls, a cold trembling leaf. It's raining today. It's raining today.
That's the artist Scott Walker from his album Scott 3, which came out in 1969, and the track It's Raining Today. Scott had had success with two other singers in a group called the Walker Brothers. They weren't actually brothers. Scott's real last name is Ingle, Scott Ingle. They had big success in Britain in the mid-60s, but they were from California. Big orchestral Phil Spector-inspired pop hits like their amazing version of Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Make It Easy on Yourself. But Scott Walker left the Walker Brothers to create a incredible string of solo records in the 1960s, each one becoming a little bit more adventurous and a little bit more experimental. This album, Scott 3, is a very kaleidoscopic album of almost psychedelic torch songs and features arrangements by the British arranger Wally Stott, who did a lot of arranging for the BBC for radio and television. Wally Stott later became Angela Morley after transitioning in the early 1970s. And worked on a lot of film and television soundtracks, and is noted for being the first openly transgender person to be nominated for an Academy Award for her work on the soundtrack of The Little Prince in 1974. Before Scott Walker, we heard Curtis Mayfield from his 1970 album Curtis and the song The Makings of You, arranged by the production team of Gary Slabo and Riley Hampton. And we started that last set with Colin Blunstone, the lead singer of the band The Zombies, and a track from his first solo album, which came out in 1971, an album called One Year. And the song that we heard is called Say You Don't Mind, a song written by the musician Denny Lane, who had been a member of the Moody Blues, and in the 1970s joined Paul McCartney in McCartney's band Wings. And the album One Year by Colin Blunstone features arrangements across the entire album by the arranger Chris Gunning, who was another arranger working in film and television for the BBC. Didn't do a lot of pop arranging, but the arranging that he did on this album is masterclass. This solo album was Colin Blunstone's first, and it was produced by the production team of Rod Argent and Chris White, who were both songwriters and members of the Zombies with Colin Blunstone. And the three of them made a string of really beautiful orchestral pop records in the 1970s that in a lot of ways were a continuation of the work that the Zombies had been doing in the 1960s. We're going to take a short break, and after that we'll be back with more music here on the Baroque Down Palace from WYXR Memphis. Welcome back to the Baroque Down Palace, and let's continue with some more music. This is Love from the 1967 album Forever Changes, and a song called You Set the Scene.
Where are you walking? I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for?
There's a private in my boat, and he wears fizz instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my vest. At her request, she asks for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? You think you're happy and you are happy. That's what you're happy for.
There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who'll screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will
happy hello. age and for everyone who thinks that life is just a game. Do you like the part you're playing? I see your picture, it's in the same old frame. We meet again. You look so lovely, you with the same old smile.
Looked into the washing machine and the drudgery of her liberty and her smart young friends. She was so jealous of her sister. Sabella looked into the wardrobe. Priscilla looked into the frying pan, and the bacon and eggs, and the breakfast to serve. She was so jealous of her sister, and her way of life, and her luxury flat. She was so jealous of her sister. She'd throw away her dirty dishes just to be free again. Her woman's weekly magazines just to be free again. And put the children in the nursery just to be free again. Priscilla saw her little children and then decided she was better off than the wayward lass that her sister had been. No longer jealous of her, she ran round the house with her curlers on. No longer jealous of her sister.
Forgetting. Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way. Now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away. I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe finally split the rhyme? And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. That the candle's falling smaller in my mind. Now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe fall another side? And do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around. Now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight's center sound. I want to know, stay or do I go, and do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I'm laughing even deeper inside. Now that I see, now that I've finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. But do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I believe in the fairest of the seasons.
That's Nico from the album Chelsea Girl, released in 1967, and the song Fairest of the Seasons, a song written by a young songwriter at the time named Jackson Brown, who is also playing guitar on this track. He also wrote the song These Days, which Nico also recorded for this album, and he's playing guitar on that song as well. This was Nico's first solo album after leaving the Velvet Underground earlier in 1967. And this record was produced by producer Tom Wilson, who had produced The Sounds of Silence for Simon and Garfunkel and had also worked with Bob Dylan around this time. And it was Tom Wilson who brought in arranger Larry Fallon to provide the string and woodwind arrangements on the album, which at the time, Nico was not very happy about. She wanted the record to have more of a raw sound with drums and more of a rock and roll feel, but Tom Wilson's vision for the album was this more kind of autumnal chamber folk sound, and these arrangements by Larry Fallon really setting the tone for that. It's really hard to imagine this album without those arrangements. And just a few years later, Larry Fallon would go on to do some arranging for the album Astral Weeks for Van Morrison. We started this set with You Set the Scene from Love, and a track from their album Forever Changes, also released in 1967, a song written and sung by Arthur Lee, the leader of Love, and the album Forever Changes being one of the absolute masterpieces of Baroque pop, a very influential record, bringing together a band that had a garage rock sensibility with these very beautiful string and horn arrangements by arranger David Angel. That was followed by the Delphonics with Ready or Not, Here I Come, from 1969, and the album The Sound of Sexy Soul. And the song was written and the track produced and arranged by the great genius architect of the Philly symphonic soul sound, Tom Bell. And after Delphonics, it was the Kinks with Two Sisters from 1966 and their album Something Else by the Kinks. This track featuring the harpsichord playing of the great British session musician Nicky Hopkins. And we finished up the set with Nico and Fairest of the Seasons. Well, we're reaching the end of our episode of the Baroque Down Palace. Thanks for spending this hour with me, your host, Patrick Sansone. It has been my pleasure to bring you this music this week, and we are going to go out with a song from the Rolling Stones and the album Sticky Fingers, which came out in 1971. And a song featuring a string arrangement by the great Paul Buckmaster. Paul Buckmaster also did string arranging for the Elton John records in the 1970s, as well as many other artists. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of Paul Buckmaster over the course of the show in coming episodes. But this song from the Rolling Stones is called Moonlight Mile from the album Sticky Fingers. Thank you. The Baroque Down Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
Your blue.